The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 276. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world. We don't travel on big tour buses and see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, I bring you some great Celtic music by me and other Celtic artists. We're going to Brittany in 2017. Subscribe to the mailing list to join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic musician and your podcast host. I want to start by sending out a quick thanks to our newest patron, Frank Donahue, and also to Stephen Bernhardt, who upped his per-episode donation to help us get closer to our next milestone that will bring you 2 hours of Celtic women plus an hour and a half of extra music in October. Become a patron today because we are helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. Now, the first band you heard there was Battlefield Band with Highlands, the Lass of Killiecrankie, the Ladies of Gourmand, an Untitled Highland, and the Teeland Highland from their album Beg and Borrow. And I was putting together this show and I noticed like three tracks that were labeled Highlands. So I decided to make this entire show about the Highlands. Well, that's not entirely true. I just added a few more tracks to bring that sound a little bit closer to home. But it's not all that. Right now we're going to do Socks in the Frying Pan from their self-titled album. This is the track for the crack.
Thank you. We're going to start off with a nice, happy Irish song about death. A song called Finnegan's Wake. And what I need you to do in this song is, when we come to the chorus, I want you all to clap along in time to the music. Then stop when I stop, okay? Tim Finnegan lived in Watling Street, a gentleman Irish, mighty odd. He had a brogue both rich and sweet, to rise in the world he carried a hod. Tim had a sort of a tippler's way, with a love for the liquor, poor Tim was born. To help him on his work each day, he'd drop at the crater every morn. Whack full of anno, dance to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it the trick play, told you lots of fun at Finnegan's way. That's where you're supposed to stop. Okay, what we are going to do to make sure you all stop at the same time, whoever keeps clapping after everybody else has stopped has to buy a round of drinks for the people that he or she is with. Okay, and we don't want anybody cheating and not clapping. This is an Irish pub, not a Scottish one. Oh, Scottish people here. I know why you're here. It's because you found out it was free. One morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. Fell off a ladder and he broke his skull, and they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet, laid him out upon the bed, with a barrel of whiskey at his feet and a bucket of porter at his head. Whack full of anno, dance to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? Ah! Is the Scotch lady over here? Yeah, look at her sliding under the table so she doesn't have to buy a drink. Whoever keeps clapping this time after everybody stopped has to send me up a drink. I'm having a pitcher of Hennessy's brandy. The guests assembled at the wake when Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought them tea and cake, pipes, tobacco and brandy punch. Then the widow Malone began to cry. And no, I would like it with some more emotion. Then the widow Malone began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim of Ornine, why did you die? Howled your gut, cried Molly McGee. Whack full of Dano, dance to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it a trick play, told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? Ah, little clap right here in front. Okay, since it was just a kid who did that, I'll have a small pitcher of Hennessy's brandy. Now this next verse is a beaut. All you people who are paying attention and who stop when I stop, I want you to listen for the dummy who keeps clapping, then stand up and point at him. And say, it was you, nah, 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 nah. And humiliate him so he won't do it again. Then Molly Malone takes up the job. Ah, Biddy, said she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy fetched her a belt and a gob that left her sprawling on the floor. Civil war did then engage. Woman to woman, man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and a ruction soon began. Whack full of Dano, dance to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it the trick play, told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? Ah, we gotcha! That's right. Bury your face in your hands in shame. It's easy to see she's not a Catholic, she's got no sense of rhythm. Sad verse. Then Mickey Murphy ducked his head as a bottle of whiskey flew at him. It missed and landing on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. But Daddy revives, see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, whirl your whiskey round like Blazeby, the thunder and Daisy, I think I'm dead. Whack full of Dano, dance to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? Whack full of Dano, dance to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake?
Thank you. far hae ye been sae lang away, my bonny heathen laddie. Well, I've been seeking fortune's road, bonny lassie, heathen lassie. There's money at the whaling, so I've been told, my bonny heathen lassie. I sail for the north on a Dundee whaler, bonny lassie, heathen lassie. I sailed for the north as a whaling sailor, my bonny heeling lassie. But Greenland shores are grey and cold, bonny laddie, heeling laddie. There's plenty of ice but no much gold, my bonny heeling laddie. When will you come back again, bonny laddie, heeling laddie? You and all the whaling men, my bonny heeling laddie. Well, I'll be glad when I get home, bonny lassie, heeling lassie. And I'll gee up this whaling game, my bonny heeling lassie.
After Socks in the Frying Pan was Seamus Kennedy from his album By Popular Demand, that was Finnegan's Wake. Then came Bonnie Rideout with North Highland Tunes from Celtic Circles. And finally, Ed Miller from his album The Scottish Voice, that was Highland Laddie. Celtic Podcast News. If you want to join me on Facebook, I would greatly appreciate it. I've been posting a lot of awesome bonus content. You can find out more about the bands in the show. You can get new Celtic CDs, Celtic music news. It's great. Go to facebook.com/Celtic Podcast to like the show and enjoy the bonus content. You have until September 27th to make a pledge on Kickstarter for the new Kilted Kings album. That's my band. If you want a physical CD and some cool swag, including an album by Seamus Kennedy earlier in the set, now is the time to pledge. It's really kind of cool. So when I did the video for the Kickstarter, I had a whole bunch of Seamus Kennedy CDs, so I decided to use them in the video as a little visual gag. But I thought I'd ask Seamus before I use his name in our video. So I contacted him and he said, yeah, no problem. You feel free to use it. By the way, if you want to take the CDs once they're all ripped, if you want to use those as patron rewards, feel free. So, lo and behold, you can also get a Seamus Kennedy CD as part of our Kilted Kings Kickstarter. So go check it out over at Kickstarter. There's a link in the show notes. Let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Sullus with Little Bird of Heaven from their album All These Years, a 20-year anniversary celebration.
There Yes, we sing now, we sing for joy. future bides its time. Future bides its time. Peering forward, a glance behind, and eyes turned upward for a sign. But answers won't fall from the sky, and wisdom grows in time.
Welcome, Pilot Paddy. by my side you surely stand. Hear the people shout for freedom. Rise in the morning, we'll be a man. Rise in the morning, we'll be a man. In the morning we rose early, just before the break of dawn. Blackbird singing in the bushes, calling greeting to a smiling morn. Gather round me, men of Ireland. Gather pinions, gather round, hand to hand with sword and musket. Spill the blood upon this holy ground. You are welcome, Highland Paddy. By my side you surely stand. Hear the people shout for freedom. Rising in the morning with the pinion band. Rising in the morning with the pinion band. There's a glen beside the river, just outside Kilkenny town. There we met this noble captain. Men lay dead upon the ground. Rising in the morning with the pinion band. There's a grave beside the river, a mile outside Kilkenny town. There we laid this noble captain. Birds were silent when this pinion died. All my life I will remember. I'll remember night and day. Once I rode into Kilkenny, I heard this noble captain say, you are welcome, Highland Paddy. By my side you surely stand. Hear the people shout for freedom. Rising in the morning with the pinion band. Rising in the morning with the pinion band.
After Sullis was a Gallowglass Irish Trio with Executioner's Jig from All Our Best. Then came Jamie Smith's Maybun with Yes We Sing Now from their album Windblown. And I know they have a new album that is out. I'm trying to get a hold of it. We'll see if I can make that happen. Then came Stout Pounders with Athol Highlanders from Thirst. And finally, Terry Griffith with Highland Paddy from his album For My Grandfathers. And what a beautiful voice he has. I love his voice. It's gorgeous. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or from one of your trips to one of the Celtic nations. Call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Paul and Judith wrote and shared a picture in the show notes. Hey, Mark, we listened to this fantastic podcast whilst driving back to the ferry port at Oistrum, Normandy in northern France, from La Loire to catch the ferry back home to southern England. It made the drive go so much quicker. Thank you so much for putting it together. We really appreciate all your efforts. Too cool. I'm looking forward to going to France next year. Tess Walsh shared a picture on Facebook and wrote, enjoying your podcast while drinking my Nana's tea and doing homework. Thank you for keeping me focused. Keep up the good work. In last week's Celtic Music Magazine, I asked people what they were doing for halfway to St. Patrick's Day, and I got a number of answers. Dan Divany wrote, hey there, Mark. I'll be celebrating halfway to St. Patrick's Day with Across the Pond again this year. We're at the Gary Owen Irish Pub in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Johnston Davidson wrote, our band, 33 and a Third, will be celebrating halfway to St. Patrick's Day at Molly Malone's in Townsville, North Queensland, Australia, supporting traditional and contemporary Celtic music in the Southern Hemisphere. Warm work. Have a great day. Elaine Christian wrote, the Southwest Celtic Music Association is producing a Halfway to St. Pat's show, but we're doing it on Friday, September 16th. Luis Armanda Capra-Filho wrote, hello, Mark. I love your show. And living in Porto Alegre, Rio Grande do Sul, the southernmost state of Brazil, I found your podcast during the pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela in 2014. Since then, I follow weekly. I'm a teacher and I listen to your show as I travel to the next town where I teach Thank you, all the Celtic groups and Celtic fans. It lights up my days. Buen camino, viva Santiago. Amazing show, 275. And finally, Linda Noble McNeil wrote, I love that you're playing such wonderful and off-the-beaten-track music. I always hear a tune that I just have to learn. I will be celebrating halfway to St. Patrick's Day on the 18th, making music with my band Gaelic Muses at Lily Mac's Irish Pub and Restaurant in Sunnyvale, California. We'll be mixing up with some piratey tunes to link in Talk Like a Pirate Day. We are three chicks in corsets playing Celtic music, both rock and traditional. I know we'll have a blast. We don't have a CD yet, maybe this year, but when it happens, I'll be absolutely thrilled to hear one of our tunes on your podcast. Meanwhile, you give me constant inspiration. Thank you so much. It is my pleasure, Linda. I look forward to hearing your band, Gaelic Muses. So I will keep an ear open for you in the future. All right. If you want to submit music to the podcast and you're a Celtic musician, go to 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. Let's get back to the music. Next up is the Lead Farmers. They have a brand new album out. It's called Katie, and this is Share the Wealth.
Go ahead and deal your homegrown land. Put it to you now, would you sell us fast? Wretched wall that binds the toll. Must be smoking hard if they think we're going down quietly. We'll have you all exposed before the end, and we'll share the wealth around.
Let yourself be alone at last. Put aside your technology. Life moves on so damn fast. Let's see, can we really be?
Once a time of no returning. return again one day. Meet me back in Ireland, I'll be waiting for you there, where the land meets the Atlantic. Sure we'll walk and take the air. Have a night in Dublin City, the journey home. On the building sites of London, where they often call us fools, to the stormy streets of Glasgow and the docks of Liverpool, on the rainy streets of New York, to the shores of San Francisco Bay, on the cold winds of Chicago, I want us both to get away. Meet me back in Ireland, I'll be waiting for you there, where the land meets the Atlantic. Sure we'll walk and take the air. Have a night in Dublin City, where you'll never feel alone. 20 grand to have you with me, when I make the journey home. There's an old man in his glory, telling stories of the land. From his heart he draws the memories, like yesterday was in his hand. And I hear it down in Sydney, in Christchurch and Cape Town too, from Rome to Copenhagen, there's a voice that calls to you. For the gale has been all over, everywhere our seeds are sown, just another Irish rover, and there's no place else like home. Meet me back in Ireland, I'll be waiting for you there, where the land meets the Atlantic. Sure we'll walk and take the air. In the west a summer's evening, silver waters kiss the shore. Feel the magic in that moment, that will last forevermore. Meet me back in Ireland,
were three brothers, so handsome, strong, and bold. They set about upon a quest before the winter cold. The eldest son, John Murdo, said wisely as could be, "It's time to choose our bonny wives for Angus, Jack, and me. Farewell, farewell, we bid you all farewell. We'll seek romantic fortune through three coins in the well. We'll know it when we see her, that feeling oh so strong. We'll hear it playing in our hearts, a Highland lover's song." So as the three departed town, they rode across the Bry. John Murdo saw the fairest maid that more than caught his eye. Her hair was red and flowing, her eyes were warm and brown. He said, "Me lads, I found my love," and barely left the town. Farewell, farewell, I bid you all farewell. I've found romantic fortune, there's magic in that well. I knew it when I saw her, that feeling all so strong. I heard it playing in my heart, a Highland lover's song. Two brothers now continued, dear Angus and young Jack. They traveled for an hour or so until the sky turned black. They checked into a tavern and waited out the storm. And Angus spied sweet Mary, and true love inside was born. Farewell, farewell, I bid you all farewell. I found romantic fortune, there's magic in that well. I knew it when I saw her, that feeling oh so strong. I heard it playing in my heart, a Highland lover's song. So early in the morning, young Jack prepared to leave. He hoped within his heart of hearts, true love that he'd achieve. He ordered tea for breakfast, love didn't have long to wait. As she poured his tea, she stole his heart, the fair and lovely Kate. Farewell, farewell, I bid you all farewell. I found romantic fortune, there's magic in that well. I knew it when I saw her, that feeling oh so strong. I heard it playing in my heart, a Highland lover's song. Farewell, farewell, I bid you all farewell. I found romantic fortune, there's magic in that well. I knew it when I saw her, that feeling oh so strong. I heard it playing in my heart, a Highland lover's song. I heard it playing in my heart, a Highland lover's song.
There's a bonny lass from County Bucks, I'm sure you've heard about, on the subject of the drink, and she is utterly devout. Never had a dram of whiskey, never had a pint of stout. Surely still that's not to say she's the type we'll do without.
Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester Senior put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, a porter, punch or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day.
When Nancy's in the public house, there's sure to be a bloody row. She always wants a dram more than the landlord can or will allow. If looks could kill a certain more than one man would have up and died. Hell, it hath no fury as when Nancy's thirst is being denied. Nancy drinks tequila, she's not like a normal Irish lass. She'll even eat the worm that's lying at the bottom of the glass. I dare you all, lads big and small, if you believe you got the brass, go head to head with Nancy and she'll drink you flat upon your arse.
Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester, I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, a porter, punch or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day.
We used to meet on Saturdays down at the pub, the Drum and Fife. And after 20 shots or so one night, she said she'd be me wife. I can't complain about the pain that's in me brain each Sunday morning. I suppose this life I chose, it hasn't come without a warning. Now we're a loving couple, tippling doubles down in Dublin town. She's still as pretty as the day I saw her in her wedding gown. As for me, it's plain to see tequila's cost me liver dear. I wonder if she'll love me less if I go back to drinking beer.
Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester, I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, a porter, punch or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester, I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, a porter, punch or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day.
After the Lead Farmers was the Ne'er-Do-Wells with Meet Me Back in Ireland from their self-titled album. Then came Kell Yarders with Highland Lover's Song from The Black Well. And finally, Barley Juice with Nancy Drinks Tequila from A Night at the Pub. I found that track on an old episode of the Pub Songs podcast, which features a lot of Celtic music plus... Well, this month it's mostly geeky music. It's a fun show, and I heard that track. I had to put it on this podcast. If you enjoyed this show, then please rate it on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today, and you can download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast by their CDs, download MP3s, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also to vote in the Celtic Top 20. It's easier than ever to do just that. Just list the show number and the name of one or two bands in this episode. Which were your favorite? And you can help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2016 episode. I'm looking forward to putting that together. I hope you will help me do that. Last week, I talked about doing a Celtic workout special. It did not happen, obviously, this week, but I have already started the playlist for next week. So stay tuned. If you're in the mood to do some working out, go for a run, a swim. Okay, that might be a little bit difficult. Whatever. It's going to be a good show, so stay tuned. I'll talk to you again next week. We're going to finish up with C-Star. They have a brand new album out. It's called Never Go Back. This is Highland Mary. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.
Castle of Montgomery, green be your woods and fair your flowers, your waters never drumming, it's there summer first and fair to rose, and there the lang is tarry, for it's there I took my last farewell. Sweet Highland Mary, oh my sweet Highland Mary. How sweetly bloomed the gay green burgh, how rich the hawthorn's blossom, as underneath their fragrant shade I held her to my bosom, the golden hours on angels' wings flew on me and my dearie, for as dear to me as light to life was my sweet Highland Mary, oh my sweet Highland. Parting was full tender and pledging up to me to gain, tore ourselves asunder. But oh, fell death's untimely frost that nipped my flowers so early, now breathes the song. Wraps my Highland Mary, oh my sweet Highland. the heart that loved me dearly, but still within my bosom's core shall live my heart.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.